Here with Coach Jeff Minnie for the women's basketball program, and they had a pretty remarkable ending to the regular season. It pushed them in the NCAA tournament, and things didn't maybe go the way they wanted it in the NCAA, Coach, but you come back here. You wrapped up your fifth year already. I can't believe how fast time has gone, but how would you summarize your past season with a lot of new faces on the court and only really two seniors on the team?
Yeah, you know, it was our youngest squad, so we expected to have some growing pains, but at the same time, we knew it was a fairly talented group. We took some injuries early that I think could benefit us down the road because we ended up redshirting a couple. But middle stretch, not so good. The character of our locker room, though, really showed through. To win five road games in the Big 12 to finish it out was huge. And quite honestly, to beat Texas twice, to go on the road at the time when we needed to beat TCU, to beat Oklahoma State, then beat West Virginia again for the second time in the tournament. Hard to ask a team to do more down the stretch than they did.
Was it maybe like, because you played a lot of freshmen especially, and underclassmen, and some of them kind of got going middle of the year. Was it maybe just the first trip through the regular season for the Big 12, maybe kind of a big thing that was an eye-opener for them?
Well, I think our confidence just wasn't that high at that time, and boy, I tell you what, it's hard to find confidence when you get into Big 12 play. You can talk about all the things, but that is the one thing that every year when a player loses confidence or a team loses confidence, how do you get it back? What do you do? And to our group's credit, I just think they just stayed the course, and I don't know that anything magical happened, but I think that once you get a win, you build off of that one, and it snowballed the right way. It went the right way for us. And but you have to have good leadership to do it. Peyton Williams, Kayla Gaw, two of our leaders, I think, really showed our group the way.
And you lose a very talented player in Kayla Gaw, Kaylee Jones, who had really done some pretty good things for you over the last couple of years. What do you have incoming that maybe you see maybe could have the possibility of playing right away?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're excited about Aoki Lee, who had to redshirt because of the knee. This kid's got some special talents. Now, she's coming off the knee injury. She did get healthy February-ish, and really we were able to get about 6-8 weeks of good scrimmaging with her. This is going to be a player that's going to be a factor in the Big 12. 6'5", 6'6". I think much better. Simone Goodrich will be back off the injury, and she's a player that we saw 2 years ago have a good freshman year. We thought she was poised to have a better sophomore year. Sarah Bates sat out last year. That's a player that we feel like can contribute to us. So we've got a number of players that we think can contribute, as well as the Chrissy Carrs, who had a good freshman year, Rachel Ranke back, and then the big news for us yesterday was Peyton Williams making the Pan Am games. That is an unbelievable accomplishment. I don't want to say unbelievable, but it is an accomplishment to be named one of the top 12 players in the collegiate game.
Oh, and with her not only doing basketball but also doing volleyball, that makes things pretty challenging.
It does, and what I would tell you is every year when we get to the end of the year, we give Peyton 3 weeks off. We just say, don't do anything. Don't do volleyball, don't do weights, don't do anything. She got the invite with about 2 days left of that break, and so she didn't pick up a basketball till 2 weeks ago. For her to go out to Colorado Springs with the best players in our game and come out as one of the 12 named to the team, fantastic for her, fantastic for us. And she'll get to train with them in Colorado Springs. And then the tournament August 6th through the 10th in Lima, Peru, will be a great experience for her.
Well, of course, you had to face a rugged Big 12 schedule. It's tough every year. You guys make it to the final or top half of that Big 12 conference. How big was that going forward here? Of course, with a team like Baylor that you had to face three times, and they end up winning the national championship.
You know, that's the one thing about our league that we always talk about it, about playing everybody twice. And you have other leagues that – you know, they rotate the schedules, and if you win a championship in our league, give Baylor credit. To win a championship in our league, you are going to play every single team twice. You don't get the benefit of an easy schedule. Same thing for our group. I would have said when we were struggling, we missed opportunities at home, and we had five of our last eight on the road. So I get back to the character of our locker room. I give the Kayla Goth a lot of credit. She really led our group down a pretty good path. So it's a tough league. We went 11-7 in it. Big win for us in the tournament, West Virginia. And ultimately, I think, have a pretty solid season.
You look ahead to next year. Non-conference is always big. You know who you're going to play in the conference. But out of those 12, 13 games, who do you have on maybe on the schedule that maybe is not officially out yet that could be a fun one to watch?
Adam, I'm going to give you the scoop of the day. All right. Nobody knows this, but I'm going to give you this game right now. All right. We have scheduled number one Oregon at Oregon. Ooh. December 21st, and we have not released that yet, so you guys will be the first to have it. Randy Peterson will be going, how did you give that out? So we're excited about that. The contract got signed yesterday. We've been working on it for a long time, and then they'll be back in Manhattan in the following year. So Oregon was returns the number one player in the country in Ionescu. It's going to be a heck of a game. That's a highlight of the schedule. We also play Arkansas in the SEC Challenge. That's another good one. And then we've got some other quality games, but those would be the highlights of the schedule.
Well, I know it's a long ways from there, but it's a fun time. Kind of relax a little bit and get back to it here and get excited in the fall. Coach, thanks for the time. Enjoy your time here in Scott City.
All right, Adam. Thank you.